Target Circle, the program you know and love now, includes automatic deals.
The all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360, is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 902-1ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Guys, welcome to another episode of 902.1 OMG with my beautiful friends and ladies, Jenny and Sissany. See, I got it right this time. First names only, and I'm Tori.
First names only.
Imagine Hi, like fifth everybody. Season, we'll just be lazy and we'll just go by initials. So it'll be like the J to the T to the S.
Ooh, I like that.
Okay, yep.
Sounds good. How are you guys?
Good. Hello. You had a huge week. Your daughter Lola graduated from high school. Tell us about it, Mama.
I know. I have two kids like out of the nest basically now. It's so weird. But yeah, Lola graduated from high school yesterday and there was a big like in-person graduation. It was really incredible. Felt really weird to be around that many people, but it was so much fun and just getting to see all the 79 students that graduated with her, getting to have that experience. I was just really happy for them and all. They were so happy and young and excited about life.
They have their whole lives ahead of them.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah. And then we did like a after grad party at our house and it was just chill and we hung out. We went around the circle and said things we love about Lola. We always like to do that, you know, when you have like a birthday party or any kind of a celebration. Yeah. We always like to put every guest on the spot and make them say something nice. But it was fun and she had a great time.
I am so happy that things reopened and she was able to have that experience. I mean, I feel so sad for all of the graduates of 2020. So 2021, better things. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm proud of you. You are raising three amazing, strong girls. And honestly, you guys, they couldn't be better kids. Like the kids. Two of them aren't really kids anymore. But they'll always be your babies. But they're such great girls. And you're just,
thanks.
You're an awesome mom.
Thank you. I like them.
You love them. Yeah,
and did you have any kids stepping up to like junior high this year? Because my Fiona, my littlest one, she's stepping up into high school this year.
Right.
She graduated from eighth grade. What about you?
So Fiona and Liam are the same age, and Liam is going on as well. Because this year was kind of wonky and he was online and it was a new school anyway, and then it only went to eighth grade and he's going on to high school, he didn't want to do a culmination. So he was like, I just want to start fresh next year. But yeah, so we have two kiddos going into high school next year. This is crazy.
Crazy town.
Ninth grade. Oh, yikes.
It's exciting though. High school's so fun.
Minus the fun.
We're like, I don't know about that. Since I hated high school, but you liked it. Tori liked it, but I did not. I did not like high school. But I was only there for a year. I left high school in my sophomore year and never looked back.
Bye. I think I definitely liked high school on the show better than high school in real life. That was a little more fun. Yeah. I was like, I mean, I was popular, but on TV, I was really popular, so that was even better.
That's kind of interesting. You guys got a taste of both worlds of what it was like to like be in real high school versus a fake one. That was awesome.
Right? Yeah, very. I went to an all-girls school, so it was uniforms and all girls. Oh. Very different experience than West Beverly High.
Jenny, I saw your movie.
I saw your movie, too.
Congratulations.
You guys, you watched it. Thanks.
Of course. Duh.
Yes.
It's so nice of you.
I DVR'd it and made a whole night out of it. It was nice.
Oh.
I watched it really live on Lifetime on Saturday night, the 12th. So I win, sis.
You win. Sorry.
All Lifetime movies are good movies.
It was not your, you know, like people liked it a lot, but they didn't like it because the subject matter was so sad, but it did well, and I'm happy that it came out. I'm happy that you guys watched it.
I told her how great she was and how great she looks, and she was like, I didn't look good in it. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Well, you have to play
listen
a mother
to
who's,
me.
Yeah, like, I think the whole time you're, like, in distress and worried, and so.
The thing is, like, you try as an actress to make it, the movie, the role, the experience for everybody as real as possible.
Uh-huh.
While it's completely not real. And you know that. And so it's really challenging, especially like that, like when you're doing really emotional stuff and sad and crazy bad stuff to worry about how you look. So I was really into not looking great in this movie, not worrying about how I looked and just completely leaving it to whoever was in charge of that. And yeah, I mean, I thought it looked realistic, but it's hard to watch myself with my critical eye.
It's so funny. Isn't that funny? I mean, it's so funny. Isn't that funny? How actors are like that, because I mean, I'm sure you agree, sis, like from our perspective, I know you weren't trying to look good in the movie. You looked really good in the movie. Mm-hmm. Like you looked great. And I was telling her, it was the first time that my daughter Stella, who's like, they're like family, has seen her in something other than 90210 and BH 90210. Oh, Mystery Girls, I guess. Mm-hmm. Something that wasn't a comedy or 90210. And she goes, oh, Mom, Jenny is such a good actress.
Yeah.
My kids were so into the movie, and afterwards they wanted to talk about it and the discussion, because I know, you know, I told them this is based on a true story.
Yeah, then you
and
start Googling.
How sad that this happened. Mm-hmm. And it was a good conversation, an important conversation to have, especially with your girls.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully that, and I'm so happy that they liked it and they got that takeaway, you know, to talk to you about stuff. Yes.
So thank you.
About being careful out there.
Yeah, it was different seeing you act now, like in the present, versus watching you 30 years ago. Like,
I mean, I would hope.
Yeah, that I want to reach through and like give you a hug in this movie because you were just so sad in it the whole time. And so.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad it did. It came and went. People can still watch it. I think it like they on Lifetime, they kind of like re-air the shows over and over, right?
Yes, Lifetime's Summer of Secrets, you guys. Lots of great movies coming on Lifetime this summer.
Left for Dead.
Yeah. Oh,
Ashley Reeves' story. Yeah, it was great.
Well, I don't. So, You are wrapped, though, with the show that you just were working on.
I am wrapped.
Yeah, what were you been Dunzo. Doing? Tori, you were like in some hotel or motel, like doing struts down hallways.
Oh my gosh. So that was actually a stage.
Struts down hallways.
Right? Like every day on Instagram, like a new outfit.
And I, so our friend Laura, who does my hair, she was like, oh, you look so great. This is such a different look. We have to put it up. And people kept saying like, why is she at a motel? Like what's going on? And I was like, you know, and you don't want to answer back to that stuff because it's just like, ugh, like the haters. But yeah, everyone thought I was just like all dolled up and
it wasn't
like
a motel.
No, it's a set. It's like
no, I knew first it was of all, office
spaces.
No, but it's like the production. I guess they took over that whole. It's a whole set, and that's the office building, and then everyone's dressing room is in that building. So that's the walk to get to stage. But I was so happy because I live in the Valley and it's like it's in Van Nuys. So it was really exciting. Oh, like our old place in Van Nuys.
Oh, nice.
So it was so nice to not have to go far for work.
And you're with Snooki. I love her.
The Snook.
The Snookster.
Yeah, she doesn't go by that. I'm just you know her?
No, I've met her one time at an event. She would never remember me in 100 years. But I'm like a crazy Jersey Shore fan. Like, okay. I still watch their show to this day.
She's great. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, we all had our perceptions of what she was back then.
Yeah.
And now she's so smart, so funny, so humble, like a kick-ass entrepreneur, like a great mom. Just someone you're like, oh, okay, yeah. Everyone has their, like, thing that you're known for. And sometimes that perception never goes away. So it's nice to be able to come into it and meet somebody and be like, you're totally not what I expected, and I love it.
That's good. Yeah, it looked like you were having a lot of fun. That's going to be airing later this summer?
I'm not sure when, but yeah, definitely this year on MTV.
MTV. Did you, when you, I never let my kids watch MTV. Isn't that crazy?
Why? Because they had shows like Jersey Shore?
Yeah, maybe.
Is it the videos?
No, because, well, when they were little, we would go to my in-law's house in Long Island, and Vinny would always have the MTV on, and he would have it on every flat-screen TV in the house, and there were a lot, and he would have the volume up really loud, and I was like, oh, not my little baby's ears. Like, I don't want him to hear all this, like, everything that's going on. These music videos, the visuals are so scary. And like, it was a lot for little kids. So it totally scared me. And I didn't grow up watching MTV either. So my kids just literally never watched MTV. Still to this day, they don't watch MTV that I know of.
It changed a lot in the last, I don't know, a couple of decades probably. It doesn't even play music videos anymore. It's like all
it's
shows.
It's more like shows, right?
Yeah, like Teen Mom and Jersey Shore and some of them a little inappropriate, I guess, for kids.
I mean, they can watch it now. I'm sure they're older, but whatever. Back, I just, the music videos can be so suggestive sometimes and inappropriate.
I mean, this coming from Kelly Taylor.
I know. Opposites.
Sorry. That's really interesting. You kind of crack the whip when it comes to what your kids watch on TV.
I, you know what? I'm one of those moms. Do as I say, not as I did.
Or do. Not as I did.
What about you, Tori? Are you free for all when it comes to what they watch?
Not free for all, but definitely there's been things they ask, which is good. They don't just watch.
Okay.
They know enough to be like, hey, there's this new series. There was something Megan. Do you know what that show is? Megan was Left for Dead or Who Killed Megan or...
Oh, on Netflix. Who Killed Sarah?
No. It's some show that I guess is controversial for young people because I don't know. Anyway, Stella said, can I watch it? And I said, you can watch it, but I want you to watch it with me. And then Hattie, I told her she was too young to watch it. But now I forgot what it's about. But something.
The One?
No. Not that one.
All right. We're just throwing names out there now.
I think there's a lot of teen shows right now that are pushing the envelope pretty hard of what the kids should maybe not be seeing at such young formative ages, but it, times are so different. There's nothing. I feel like they've seen everything.
I feel like it's the same thing, same conversations that parents were having 30 years ago with 90210.
No, no, these are different.
No
this
way.
Is much more that's serious.
That's a little racier, don't you think?
I don't know. I was way too young to watch 90210 when I did, but it's because I had an older sister, so.
Yeah, I probably at the time, if I had had kids, I would have let them watch 90210, I think, because it was on prime time. There wasn't cursing. There wasn't nudity. At least there was none of that, you know, on the streaming shows, they have everything.
But yeah,
it was really, I think, a few years back now, 13 Reasons Why. I think that's what started the conversation with kids asking their parents, is this okay to watch? Can I watch it? And parents not being okay or being like, hey, watch it with me. So now my kids always ask, which is great. I appreciate that.
A show like 13 Reasons Why, though, is interesting because that topic was the top of, you know, suicide was the topic throughout the whole series. Whereas I feel like Beverly Hills 90210 had a different topic every episode almost, you know, and they were crazy topics like that.
Speaking of which, our episode this week.
Our episode, you guys.
Oh, so hard to find again.
We're already at episode 8 of season 2. Can you believe it?
They're back to school.
I can't. The summer went so fast, you guys.
This is a good one. I know. It was sad to see the beach club say bye-bye.
It was.
But now we're back to school.
Yeah.
Back to reality. Back to school. No, that's not
back to life.
Back to life. Sorry. I always wanted to be a singer. Anyway, season 2, episode 8, Wildfire, aired on September 12, 1991.
Synopsis: at the opening day of the new school year, Brenda becomes peeved when Dylan starts spending time with the new transfer student, Emily Valentine. Meanwhile, David is reunited with Scott after he returns from his summer vacation and finds that his friendship with David isn't as close as it used to be.
Directed by Daniel Attias, written by Darren Star, Steve Wasserman, and Jessica Klein.
You like the word
this
peeved,
episode?
Huh?
You said peeved, and I liked it because it pretty much it just says exactly the mood Brenda emitted. She was peeved, man. I'm peeved at you. My new word today. Don't peeve me off.
I shan't.
This episode, Emily Valentine comes in like a friggin' wrecking ball and just like shakes everything up, gets all the girls all mad and all the boys like
hot to
panting
trot
after her. Yeah.
Literally.
I can see why. I mean, she was like, she was beautiful and like different looking, edgy.
Mm-hmm.
She just had that nonconformist kind of vibe.
She really did. Yeah. That girl, like I would have been scared of Emily Valentine in school. Like back then.
You would have been scared of her.
Scared or like intimidated?
Both. Both. Just because.
Why?
Like,
was it the mismatched earrings that would have really sent you running for the.
Yes, let's dig deeper into this.
Because I feel like when I was like 16, 17, anyone that was dressed like that, I would have thought like, oh, they're not going to be nice. And that's totally putting, you know, what is the word?
Stereotype.
Stereotype. Yeah, but I was a young girl, so I would have been like, but deep down I would have been like, oh, she won't like me, so like she's intimidating because she's a force, you know, she's out there and she says what she wants and what she feels and she doesn't care how she, you know, what she wears, and I would have been like, oh, like, a girl like her wouldn't like me.
Well, she would have liked you if she got to know you. I feel like the girls were mostly like Brenda and Donna and Kelly and Andrea were mostly welcoming of her right out of the gate. Like, you know, they really seemed to like include her and bring her in. Like that was going to be a great thing until she started dating both the boys at the same time.
Those are
and
our
then
men.
Even Steve and David were like, with her. But then I felt really bad too, because I felt like the girls kind of, they shamed her. They like slut shamed her when she wasn't a slut.
I know. It's very accurate to the way girls are and were in high school. Yeah. It's like, you kind of just go there. As a fan, I remember watching him saying I didn't like Emily Valentine, but I just felt like it was a change. And I don't really like change so much. It was like, this was the group. And then all of a sudden this girl comes in and now is this the new group? I don't know.
Yeah. How many episodes was Emily on the show for? Does anybody know?
She started, obviously this was the first one. And then she appeared in season 5, episode 14. She was in 12 total.
12
and she wrote 3 of them.
So that was a minute she was with the group.
Yeah, I mean,
sad for her. Like, I felt especially like weird and guilty somehow when Brenda was went to her lockers to like try to get her to come out and be on stage. I felt terrible that she had to say I'm a virgin.
Yeah,
like why did she have to say that to get people to back down or accept her or not be so shamey, you know? Just felt weird.
Yeah. But again, that's how us females react, sadly.
I don't think so much now though, right? In 2021, is it still like that with girls? I feel like it's all about like, you know, women supporting
inclusiveness.
Women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of women say, but they're not always like that, unfortunately.
I feel like the women that you choose to hang out with are like that, no?
Yeah, I'm just saying, for the most part, when I see bullying happening, and it's not like personally, I see it online, it's women towards other women. Men don't really do that to each other. They don't. So women are always the first to say like, no, we support each other. We empower each other. And we always hope that's the case, but sadly, a lot of times it's not.
But I just think like 30 years ago, the conversation wasn't even there.
And,
you know, and like, it was so natural for this type of role to be, or these, you know, this to be written into the show.
Mm-hmm.
The bad girl.
Yeah. Claws are out, you know?
Yeah, there's always a bad boy and a bad girl.
Brenda should be thanking Emily because that got her back together with Dylan, technically.
Yeah, I'm real confused about that, too. So did they end up, are Brenda and Dylan back together at the end of the episode? Right?
It was so cheesy. I actually thought it was a dream sequence.
I did, too.
Yeah.
I did, too.
I was like, when's she going to wake up? When are we going to be back in her bedroom?
Oh, no.
It was so on the nose, like, sappy. But wait, can we go back to the very, very beginning of the episode, please? Just for a moment. Yes. Brandon's creepy dream.
Yeah.
Where there's two girls kissing him on each cheek. Yeah. And then there's the, what about the poor girl that had the awful task of filing his toenails?
Why, he has nice feet.
They probably said, one of you is going to be kissing him and the other one's going to be kissing his other cheek. And we need one person who's willing to give him a pedicure in this scene.
I'm sure many were willing.
I'm sure. But just the look on her face, she was like, listen, like this, she was like, like filing. It was so distracting for me. And then the woman that's coming out of the ocean in a weird gymnastics outfit, her voice is like Brandon. It's like the lowest. I thought it was a man's voice. So I thought when he woke up, there was going to be a man there waking him up. Like he heard someone saying Brandon, but then it was really Brenda waking him up. Yeah. Very confused by the whole thing. And then I thought, what kind of dream was that?
Yeah, we really didn't come back to it, huh?
Nope.
No.
Didn't finish.
I wonder why. Yeah, I wonder why that was written in, because it really didn't have anything to do with the episode. So somebody wanted that dream sequence in there.
That is just for no good reason. Well, I guess he was saying goodbye to the beach. That was his like way of saying so long, summer.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
And then everybody has their back to school montage moment. I love that. You are really funny in yours with your hair. Really cute.
I liked it.
Oh my gosh. Back to school. It just, honestly, even 30 years later, like seeing that back to school mm-hmm. moment still gave me anxiety.
Yes, right?
Like even talking about even it right now, my heart's pounding. Get,
like, it, not just from that, but just like going back to school. Like
that's what I when mean. My kids, I hated
when
it.
They have to go back to school, I feel the same way for them. Like I am almost nauseous with same. Nerves more than them.
Yeah, same. Because I remember I feel like I couldn't eat or sleep like 3 days before. I was up all night the night before. Just the anxiety of like, here we go again. Hope everyone still likes me. Hope I look cute. What's going to happen? Like, oh my God, am I going to do okay in school? Oh God, I hated it. Sorry.
So much pressure.
Too much pressure. Especially at West Beverly. You had to look good.
Try on multiple shoes.
She did. She came. I thought Emily looked cool. You know, did they name her Emily Valentine? Why? Why did they name her that? We had, you remember we had a script supervisor that was with us for years and years, Diana Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered why are they have the same last name? Maybe there's something there.
Probably. I wonder. We'll have to ask Christine. She knows all these facts.
Yes, we need to get her on the phone and do a little check-in with her because now that her character's debuting, we have more things to talk about.
I mean, the name alone gives her like this flirtiness right out the gate, I feel.
What is it, the Valentine, you think?
I think so.
You think her name's Valentine, it makes her flirty?
Yeah, it just instantly kind of did. And then she starts making out with all the boys.
I mean, one, two, who's next? Line them up. I feel like when Dylan came on strong, y'all.
Yeah, he's on the rebound.
He wanted to get in there. I was very uncomfortable when he was hitting on her because he was just so intense.
Well, I cringe when Brandon takes her to the exact same spot. I was like, oh, no.
Right?
Yeah. Oh,
man. At least she told him. At least she came clean and was like, look, I got to be honest with you. I was here last night with Dylan.
Right.
I like that. And he took a beat. He took a beat to like process what she just said. And then I felt like he handled it really cute.
That's so cool, though, to be the girl that walks into a new school. The girls are welcoming. All the boys want to be with you.
Yeah. She was like a piece of fresh meat.
I mean, that's not always good.
Look, Emily Valentine, come and get her. We were all excited to have a fresh person in there. But I felt like everybody seemed kind of aggressive with her. Like even when she was in the peach pit and Nat took her off to show her something. And then he brings her back and he's clutching onto her. Like, and he's saying, this is a good one or something, like, objectifying her in a weird way and clutching onto her body. I felt like I put myself in her shoes and I thought, I want to ask her, dude, were you uncomfortable? Did you feel weird in that moment or in any of the moments of this episode? Because I felt weird for her.
These are all great questions that we need to ask her.
Well, why don't we take a break?
Yeah.
Because there's still more in this episode. We haven't gotten to the dance routine. Or performance.
Oh, yes, yes.
Y'all put on. And whether or not Dylan okay. and Brenda are actually back together.
Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin, and their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important, don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine. Hosted by me, Danielle Robey.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl.
Cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens.
Smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Hey, this is Bethany Joy Lenz.
And Sophia Bush.
And Hillary Burton.
And we have a podcast called
Drama Queens.
I feel like it's a walk down memory lane that also might be a little bit of a stumble down memory lane.
I mean, we'll have cocktails sometimes, so we might leave stumbling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good with that.
There are no fans like One Tree Hill fans. There is no family like our family. So we got together to do a rewatch podcast to relive the show as so many of you have so many times, because to be honest, we haven't.
Yeah, we haven't seen it since 2002, 2003.
We can't wait to take this trip down memory lane with all of you.
What would our characters be doing right now?
I think Haley would probably be, she's got to be close to an empty nester now, right? Like Jamie's out of the house.
Is she getting wild?
She might be finally ready to live out those wild years that she...
Cut loose, baby.
You know what I mean? I think it might be time.
I'm going to say a lot of therapy. Peyton Sawyer is in so much therapy right now.
Well, not long ago, I found my vote Brooke Davis for president pin. I don't know. Is Brooke Davis a senator or something?
Like 100%.
Yeah, you can totally go for that.
There's so much cool stuff to imagine for them. But before we can go forward, we got to go back to the beginning.
You nailed it.
Make sure you all listen to Drama Queens on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl.
Cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens.
Smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Okay, so we're back. I have a question. I guess I should ask Christine Elise this question. Did Christine know Jason before she got the role of Emily Valentine? Do you know the answer?
I feel like she's answered this before.
Yeah, I thought she told us she did.
Oh, because I want to know, like, was that the first time they met? Was on, you know, day one of filming that episode? Because they had a relationship. I don't remember if it was before the show, the episode, or if it happened like in real time.
It happened in real time.
That's kind of cute.
I don't think they knew each other before, you guys, but I don't know. We'll ask. But yeah,
we got to ask her. I didn't feel that chemistry between Brandon and Emily. Like, I didn't.
You didn't feel it?
I didn't. Mm-mm. Did you?
No. No, never when they were together, actually, to be honest.
On the show or in real life?
On the show. No, on the show. In real life, they were together for years. And it was just like Jay and Chris. Yeah. Like.
But I think that was part of the role. Because as a viewer, I remember not liking their relationship. If like she was a bad influence on Brandon. And
right. You never actually wanted it to work out.
Yeah. I think we're supposed to feel that tension or that forcefulness of the relationship the whole time.
But I still didn't feel the chemistry. I didn't see the sparks.
I didn't feel it either. So it was hard for me to be like, oh, maybe this is a new love interest for him moving forward, because that's what it is. And if she was there for 12 episodes, then she, and you know, I don't remember very well, but we'll see in the future episodes, like she's with the group a lot, all the time, part of the, so I wonder if the producers brought her in to be the bad girl and to eventually like cause problems, or corrupt did they Brandon. Think that this was like a, yeah.
I mean, out of all of our guest stars, she's probably the most well-known aside from the original cast. And I wonder why they didn't make her a regular. I mean, we find out later what, I mean, it goes so far that, well, never mind. I don't want to spoil it if you haven't seen it. But
Spoiler.
I know, it's so hard not to spoil it.
It's so hard. But, you know, they always brought bad girls on and then they stayed. Like,
yeah,
Tiffany's character, Valerie, was brought in to be a bad girl, you know, stir things up. Vanessa Marcel was brought on to do the same. So, but they were all made regulars. I wonder why Christine wasn't made a regular, especially when she became so popular and iconic on the show.
I don't know. We have to ask her, because she did end up writing a couple of the scripts for the show. I mean, none of us ever wrote any of the scripts. So that's a huge accomplishment. Like, that's a big deal. Maybe she wanted to be a writer. Maybe she didn't really want to be an actress. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe.
But she's still an actress and a writer.
That's true. You can be both things.
How long would that take to write an episode?
I mean, who knows?
I don't know. We can
ask her. It would take me a long time.
Really?
I guess, I don't know. I'm just never sat down and tried to write an episode of a show. I usually say, somebody else do this. I'm not good at it.
Yeah, yeah. Give me my lines.
So the funny part is I never knew it was her till after the show was off.
Oh. You never knew she was the one that wrote the episode?
No, I was always like, you know, we had, it was one of our regular writers. Like, I always would see the name Christine McCarthy and I'm like, oh yeah. But she went by Christine Elise as an actress, and I never put two and two together. No one ever said anything.
I think I might have been right there with you.
You know what I mean? Like, we eventually found out, but I thought she was someone, like, right now I'm seeing Christine McCarthy, and she was red, like this redheaded writer that we had on occasionally, and that's who I thought it was. And I don't remember that woman's name. Yeah, but it was Christine Elise, yeah. So anyway.
It's really funny.
Who knew?
How soon would you guys get the script before you actually started shooting for it?
Week before?
Yeah, sometimes like maybe a week, sometimes a few days, sometimes the day before.
Really?
Like it was all over the place.
In later seasons,
we would start to panic though when we didn't get the script in time. We'd all be like, where's the script? When's it coming out? What are we doing? We have to prep. And
in later seasons, we went on to do read-throughs. So we would have it like the week before and we'd be filming one episode. And then on Monday, we would get it, do a read-through during lunchtime. And then they would go off and sometimes change the whole script or make adjustments. But in the first seasons, we didn't do any of that. We were just like thrown in, like, and go.
Does the read-through help?
I'm assuming.
Yeah, having a read through does help. It just helps to hear the whole thing out loud.
I'm curious about this. So you guys would wrap an episode and then you'd get the script for the next one, or would they overlap sometimes?
They would overlap. You'd get the script for the next episode before you were done filming.
How confusing.
One episode.
For sure.
So then like the wardrobe people and, you know, the props and the set dressers and the location people all have time to get that ready while they're filming the previous episode.
Your guys' Makes brains. Sense. I'm just... must have been so hard.
That's why we're messed up now. We're taxed. Our brains were too taxed.
It's like going in two different directions at one point. Wow.
Did you always read them, Jen, like right when you got it? Like I feel like...
Yeah.
I did the first like couple seasons, but then like as it went on, things got more and more hectic. I didn't always read them like... as soon as they were there.
I just remember just that. I love that smell and that feeling of a hot script right off the printer, hot off the presses. And I can just remember when you got it and it was hot, you were like, ooh, what's, you know, I could feel it, like an energy about it. And I used to just, you know, when, like you said, it wasn't a lot of time. So I couldn't sit and read it from start to finish, but I would literally like go through and find Kelly, like find out what my character was doing and same. How I had to wrap my head around that and like, you know, try to, because you want your character to have like some sort of consistency.
Yeah.
And it's hard to do when there's new writers and it's, you know, always different. But I remember the hot off the presses scripts. I love those.
Do you guys remember who choreographed the dance for this episode? Because you guys didn't a few weeks ago when you were trying to remember. Still don't.
Mm-mm.
Nope. Nope.
But it was one of you. You don't know who.
Supposedly me. I don't know. Someone let us know. I'm sure one of the fans knows. Somebody must remember. I don't remember.
We were referencing like Arnold. No, not Arnold Palmer. Robert Palmer's.
I was like, yes, Arnold Palmer.
I'll have an Arnold. I like an Arnold Palmer, please. When we were like referencing the song that wasn't even in the show that I watched, because I watched it on Pluto, which drove me insane because there's way too many commercials, people.
Same.
But the song
breaking
wasn't
up
the song.
Wait, it was on Pluto.
We were supposed to do like the Robert Plant song. Sorry, not Robert Plant, Palmer. I don't know.
We were supposed to look like the Robert Palmer girls from that one video.
Girls. Yes. Yeah. And then we sang a completely different song. I was very confused.
And that's not the one that aired 30 years ago?
They didn't have that song in the beginning because they I think even Donna makes a reference saying, I want to be addicted to love or something.
Yeah.
I think this song was Addicted to Love.
Yes.
But that wasn't in the episode that I watched.
No. Emily makes an announcement right at the very end of the episode and says, we were going to do
She's
a different song.
It.
And they changed it to be something more appropriate for freshmen or something like that. And it was Breaking Up is Hard to Do. But was that enough? Now I'm tripping. Like, was there, what, did you guys film something else?
No, because I have the cassette tape still. Remember, I think I told you guys this. Yes, the cassette tape of Breaking Up is Hard to Do so we could lip sync it.
Okay.
Because it wasn't even us singing backup.
Why that song?
But...
Because it made sense. It was all about what happened in the episode about how Dylan and Brenda were breaking up, but
yeah, I don't think we were ever supposed to sing the Addicted to Love song, but for some reason they styled us like the Robert Palmer girls.
We were
so
dressed,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because you were going to do it. Did you guys not watch the episode?
It never explained why we dressed like that. Like we just all show up in that getup with no explanation.
No, Sis is saying there is an explanation. I don't remember it.
There is an explanation. There is an explanation. You guys get on stage and Emily makes an announcement. We were going to do a different song, but we decided to change.
Yeah, I didn't listen to that. Yeah, I think I was either. Distracted by their outfits. I was too like, why are they wearing that? So embarrassing when we don't know what's happening and we were in it.
Like, I love it.
It was 30 years ago.
We don't have all the answers. This is another, like, Brenda was vicious like an alley cat with her. Like, she was really intense. I can see how she would be upset, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I got
protective.
I just wish she would have said something right away, like when they were sitting there and Emily said, I met this really neat guy, or whatever she said. Brenda, she didn't say anything. She just kind of clammed up. But I wish somebody would have let Emily in on the scorecard at that point.
Right.
Really made for less confrontation, I think.
It wasn't until she tells everybody she's going to the gyno to get on the pill. And she really freaks out.
Yeah, Brenda was not having it.
Emily sang, but never sang again on the show. That was it.
Another question. Was that her singing?
Yeah. Curious.
They say it wasn't. It was none of us actually singing. We were all voice, like doing lip syncing, but it sounded just like her.
I feel like when she picked up the guitar and sang, that was her. But on stage, the final performance was not her. I'm confused.
Seemed very produced.
Yeah.
Well, she looked really cute in that outfit, though. I love the hat. I love the little baby doll pink thing, the biker shorts and the fishnets and the boots, the whole thing.
It was probably all hers.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. I mean, not just because we have found out now that guest stars had to bring in their own clothes, but because she basically created she created that character's look because that was her look.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing a lot of the stuff was hers.
Also, the David and Scott stuff was kind of like, whoa, yeah. What's happening?
A lot of foreshadowing.
That happens when you come back to school. You kind of grow apart from people that you used to be really close with for whatever reasons. But I feel like something's brewing. What they're introducing the fireworks with Scott and the gun, the whole gun obsession.
Yeah, something's brewing, all right.
Something's coming. I mean, we know what it is because it was such a big episode. When does that happen? Yeah. When does that episode come?
It's the season, right?
Yeah.
I'm scared for it. I really hate that
episode. I know. But at least for once on the show, they're foreshadowing something.
Yeah.
Like, because sometimes things just happen and all
come
of a sudden.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah. At the beginning of the episode, the person has all these characteristics they've never had. They're talking about stuff and it's going to lead to something that's going to happen by the end of the episode. At least now they're starting to kind of put it into the storyline that something's happening this season.
Episode 14 is when.
It's coming up. Yeah. We don't want to spoil it, but I actually do remember that episode.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But do you think that happens like when... it happen with you when you're in high school, or does it still happen with friendships? Like when you don't see each other for a long time, or when you guys are all doing different things? Like I know as a like grown woman, like when somebody has a baby and you're not having a baby and you kind of have different interests and like your lives are going in kind of different directions. And it's so sad to see friendships kind of get divided like that.
Definitely. I feel like it does happen. Like during those formative years more, like for instance, if you and I weren't to see each other, let's say for a year, we would see each other and pick right back up where we left off because we have that friendship and we've grown together and evolved. But when you're young, yeah, you're changing. He's going into a different friend group and Scott's kind of staying behind. They have different interests. Like I feel like that totally mm-hmm. happens and it's really sad. I mean, for instance, I didn't have the same friends I had in seventh grade. I didn't have by the time I got into high school. Like, they changed.
Yeah, same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was all due to interest. And then if you get a boyfriend, forget it. That adds this whole monkey wrench. Forget it. Spend all your time with them.
And now my oldest daughter has a boyfriend now. Her first, like, serious boyfriend. And she's just, her energy is so different now. You can tell she's thinking about someone else now. Aww. When all before she was so present with us and like, you know, all about us. And now it's just different when they get boyfriends.
Oh my goodness. I can't imagine.
I'm not.
Can we talk fashion now or not yet? Not yet.
We can. Let's take a break. Mm. Okay. And come back with fashion and questions.
Okay, summer just got crazy with color. Crazy Bunch of Balloons by Zuru are here to help unleash summer fun.
It's super easy. By simply attaching the stem to a hose, you can fill and tie 100 water balloons in 60 seconds. I am proof it can happen. My kids did it.
It makes it so easy.
The remnants all over the yard, but gosh, they were happy. Bunch of Balloons are now made from certified recycled plastic, you guys.
Thank God. Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. You know what? Our friends at Zuru Toys just sent us both an amazing surprise unboxing experience to prepare us for the ultimate water fight. And I haven't used mine yet with my kids, but I'm so excited to use it. I was thinking of you when I opened my box thinking your kids are going to freak out when they get this.
Okay, so Bo, my four-year-old, who clearly too many boxes come to our house. He patiently waits every day for FedEx to come. And he's like, there's a box, there's a box. And he can't read it, you guys, but he knows Zuru so well that he saw the name on there and he was like, oh my gosh, he knew what it was. He knew it was water toys and balloons and bunch, like, it was crazy. And then I opened the box and they got the balloons and the water toys and there's a Paw Patrol he was super excited about. And then he saw our faces because we're part of the Zuru family now, iHeart and our podcast. So he saw our faces and he was super impressed with us.
You guys jump into summer with an all-out water balloon fight or blast away with X-Shot Fast Fill Water Blasters. For the little ones, we have tons of bubble blowing fun with Glove a Bubble. Did you see the Glove a Bubble?
It's Paw Patrol. Bo is obsessed with it. So visit Zuru.com to find out more about the hottest toys for summer. Save yours when I come over Monday. We'll have a big water fight.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Okay, let's talk fashion, you guys. This episode, I felt, stepped it up a little bit for the ladies. Everybody was trying to dress to impress for their back to school looks.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I remember when I could wear vertical stripes, like that black and white dress I wore. Ah, those were the days, and I didn't even appreciate it.
What do you mean
then.
Vertical stripes? Could you wear horizontal stripes?
Oh, really? Well,
vertical is the one, the friendly one, isn't it?
Yeah. That elongates. It's the horizontal stripes.
Oh, it's the horizontal? I wouldn't dare wear a stripe, period, now. I'm just saying. No, I don't care if it's going diagonal. I'm not wearing stripes. But okay.
No. You look good in a little pinstripe.
Oh, I like pinstripes. You're right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Valid point.
Yeah. So you loved your, we all loved your stripe dress. It was like an inmate outfit, but super cute.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And we've already talked about the Robert Palmer outfits, those, the black dresses. Now, were those dresses, because we sort of replicated this whole situation on BH90210, mm-hmm. and we had to have those dresses made for the three girls. Do you remember?
But not for the reason you might think, you guys, only because we were in Canada and Mandy, we couldn't find them, right? A dress like that.
Right.
A black dress with sleeves.
Just a tight little black dress. But I definitely felt like the pressure of like the comparison of being back in that dress. Like back then it was like, ooh, carefree. And, you know, this time I had like five pairs of Spanx on and I was like, oh my God, how does my body look? My butt's so much bigger now. It was just, I had to wear my hair different. Like back then, it was all slicked back, which I was not comfortable with even then because I hated my hair off my face.
But you didn't say anything.
But I didn't say anything. Yeah, right. Exactly. Me back then, I was like, okay, and just like silently crying in my trailer, not feeling good about myself. But then, yeah, with this one, Shannon and I both wore the middle part and the hair back in the recreation. You still pulled it off, though. You still rocked the slick hair back. You had it.
Everybody did. I think everybody, it's weird to see everybody with their hair slicked back no matter what, when you're used to seeing them with their hair poofy and down. So it takes a second, but I thought everyone looked great in that. And I also really loved the blazer, the red blazer that Kelly was wearing. I just feel like that blazer, I've seen it in a million pictures. That's sort of like one of her standout,
iconic.
Like most memorable. Yeah. Jackets.
Agreed. Yeah.
And I also feel the same way about Brenda's little outfit with the, she was kind of Annie Oakley'd out, you know, like, is it Oakley? Annie Oakley?
Hall.
Annie Hall. Sorry.
You're on a roll today.
it was a late night.
Robert
Plant, I'm sorry.
Bomber. Arnold Palmer. Nope. Annie
listen,
Oakley.
Listen.
Hall.
Listen. The graduation party went late. Okay.
And that's the look she recreated for the Brenda look.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The tie, floral tie thing, big brown, like your grandpa wears tie and a striped shirt. She looked cute, though. I like that look. I don't know where it came from. Like that was going to be her new look for Brenda for the season, maybe.
But that was in, right? Was it 1991?
I don't remember that being in. And
really?
That definitely didn't come back when the 90s came back this time with trends, but... It was super cute. Was that just like her jam? Oh, you're right. Ties were in. Girls were wearing. Yeah.
Or maybe she started it. Maybe her character is what started the trend. Because that was the case, I think, a lot.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, let's go with that. Anyway,
whatever it was, she looked cute.
Yeah, she did.
Who had a favorite line from this episode? 90210. No, you didn't.
I like David's. Cool it with the guns, would ya?
Aw.
Cool it. Just cool it.
He's trying to tell
it was more
him.
About cool it. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, now we wouldn't say like cool. It would be like, oh, can you not talk so much about guns? Like in the whole thing. Cool it.
Cool it with the guns.
Cool it.
On that note, you know, when Scott tells David, not everyone has your taste. Mm-hmm. And then David admits to Scott, like, even though when he played that song, he was just like, well, it turns out a couple people actually liked it. But then he didn't have to tell Scott that. I think it was nice that they included it in the script, just to kind of like, it wasn't terrible what you did, but also don't do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor Scott. I just feel bad.
I know. just so darn cute in that cowboy hat and the whole little outfit he came back from Montana with.
I know. That happens on vacation sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, I felt like he was all alone, though. I really felt bad for him.
Me too.
I would say my favorite line was probably your line when you said, I wish I was addicted to love.
Oh.
Oh. It's cute.
There are a few questions. One is from Alicia. I love that she references Arsenio Hall right out the gate. So it's just a throwback. She says, recently I saw an old Arsenio Hall interview with Luke Perry on YouTube. Luke talked about how the show's producers had talked about bringing Vivica Fox onto the cast as a regular, and that he and Vivica's characters were supposed to have a love story. On the show, I remember there was a slight tension between Vivica's character and Brandon, but it sounded like they were going to switch to Dylan. Do you ladies remember any talk about this? If so, how do you think everything would have panned out?
I mean, here's the funny thing that what she's asking about Vivica Fox's character who comes in the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was trying to watch our show this week on Hulu, and it's another one of those missing episodes.
Yes.
And so I started watching the next episode, Ashes to Ashes, which is the one Vivica Fox is in. So mm-hmm. I just watched it this morning. She was so great. Like, I don't know about any of the talks or anything. I wasn't privy to any of that, but like, she was so good on the show. What a strong, like, beautiful female character that was. I loved it. I wish that she would stayed around. And
I don't remember the story, but I know that they were supposed to be recurring. Like, that family was supposed to move in, and she was supposed to, I thought it was a love interest for Brandon going forward, but they were supposed to be on for the season. I'm not sure I don't know what happened.
All right.
Another text for you to write to Darren. See?
Yeah. I know Luke, he loved Vivica Fox, and I think Luke went on to work with her again on something else. And I know that they had a good friendship.
All right. Next one, Rebecca. She's saying, I really enjoyed your recent conversation with Matthew Lawrence. When Tori asked him about what it was like working on Saturday Night Live, it got me thinking about the episode Jason Priestley hosted in 1992 and the 90210 sketch they did. I always wondered how you all felt about being portrayed in a comedic way. Were you able to laugh at yourselves, or were you offended at all? Did this cause any drama between the cast?
This is terrible. I have no idea what she's talking about. I don't remember him hosting SNL. I definitely don't remember there being a 90210 sketch.
Now I want to see it.
Don't look at me.
No. We have to pull it up.
Should we pull it up?
Saturday Night Live went on to do a sketch of me. And
they did?
Oh, yeah. But I was like... Yeah, it was like me being in my daddy's house, and it was the girl that played Jan Brady, and she would always do it, and I'd be like, that sounds nothing like me, but I really enjoyed the sketch, and I would actually imitate her imitating me sometimes, which I can't do now, but I wonder if she played me in that sketch.
Anyways, okay.
Yeah, we're real sorry, Rebecca. We're not, we're no help on this question at all.
But, yeah. So is Jason Priestley the only one out of the cast that got to host SNL? Anybody else?
I don't think so.
Did you host?
Didn't Shannon?
I don't know.
Didn't Luke?
I'm not sure.
Me neither.
Is that something you guys would ever want to do?
It's on my bucket list. I don't think it's going to happen at this point.
What are you talking about?
If Elon Musk can host SNL, you guys can host SNL at any given
if who
time.
Can? Oh, yeah, but I'd have to make real big news.
Well, you better get going.
She's like, nope.
Let's hold off on that.
I feel like it'd be so nerve-wracking, but also very rewarding and fulfilling at the same time.
Yeah, it looks like it would be fun.
Mm-hmm. Just like one scene, just like a line.
It would have been cool if you guys did it like the 30-year anniversary.
That would have been cool.
All right, we have some homework. We'll see if we can find that clip for next week. And you guys can watch it, for, I guess, for the first time and see if you're offended.
And see if you're offended.
But next episode is episode 9, Ashes to Ashes. And since I've watched half of it, I know it's exciting. So you guys got to watch it. I don't know what happens.
You got halfway into it and then realized this is the wrong one.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then with the whole commercials and the Pluto thing, have you noticed if you watch it on Pluto, you can't fast forward at all ever. And if you accidentally hit fast forward or pause while it's playing, it sends you back to like the beginning or like 20 minutes. So frustrating. So I saw the beginning of the next episode several times.
Yeah, but now Ashes to Ashes is on Amazon Prime or Hulu. So we're back in the game, back in the business.
Thank goodness.
Back to
We don't life. Blame you, Pluto.
Sorry.
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
Yeah, it was good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Well, that is another dazzling episode of 90210 OMG. We hope that you all have a great week.
That's the news. Ahead. See, I could do it. I could do it.
Yeah. That was your audition scene for SNL.
SNL, send that in. Yeah.
We'll send that in.
That's the news. Good job.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a good week, everybody.
Love you.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.